We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Man, that dog, Paul's dog, is still the most polarizing caller on the program right now. There are polarizing callers. There are callers that you love, callers that you hate. Vic, Rick, but nobody more so than that dog. I've never seen such strong reaction both ways to that dog. So let me start right there. Every single time, no matter what he does, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, no matter how long it's been since he's last shown up here, every single time, the reaction is that visceral, that vitriolic. Every single time, it's either the best thing that ever happened to the program or the worst thing that ever happened to the program. As an example, quote, unbelievable call from Paul's dog. That mutt is still the best and most consistent caller on your show.
Unbelievable.
Ian in the Natty wore the Bengals being the new America's team. Yeah, I don't feel the need to drop that label on anybody at this point. I love the Bengals. But I don't know that we need to have a team that's got that label. Can we just not appreciate them for what they are? They're awesome. I love them. I know this. If the Browns were America's team, and I did gloss on that for a couple of years, the Bengals are absolutely Ohio's team. No doubt about that. So, unbelievable call from Paul's dog. That mutt is still the best and most consistent caller on your show. And then this, quote, Reese, recognize me, Rome, rat, in Ran Runction, Rawrado. Reese, recognize me? In other words, put the damn dog down. Again, the pooch is as polarizing as ever, meaning he's lost nothing. The most polarizing clone in the jungle is a damn dog. The most polarizing human in the jungle is a damn dog. How did that happen? I guarantee when I first got into this business, I never thought to myself, you know what, I got this vision. I got a plan. I'm going to do this a different way. I'm going to help be one of the guys that shapes the genre. I'm going to have people pretending to be dogs calling my program. That will put me in the raw ream. No, I never had that thought. Never, ever once thought, you know what I need? Now, what I did think was, all right, why you? How are you different? How is your show going to be different? But I never thought to myself, here's how. I know how I'll be different. I'll encourage my human callers to act like animals, actual animals, and call. We can have a dog. We can have an anteater. We can have a giraffe. Oh, you know what? A whole family of rats. That'd be cool. It's all organic. Jeff in SoCal is in. Quote, so what do you like to do in your free time? Oh, I pretend to be a dog and I call a nationally syndicated sports talk show and drop dogisms in a bizarre voice. Date ends. Yeah, because you're a lady killer, Jeff. Because you're the ultimate pimp, Jeff. I don't know, dude. Probably that's not what he goes with on his dates. I don't really know about the Paul's dog, what his status is, his dating status. I would imagine the dog, as clever as he is, does not lead with that or even mention that. I know this. I always ask the question, can you make it better? No, actually, I tell you to make it better. Make it better. If you're going to call the program, make it better. Why don't you call the program and make it better? As the host of this show, I'm here to tell you that dog makes it better. He doesn't make everything worse. He makes the show better. Even saltier Sarah has an idea. Quote, and she says, please. I don't know that Sarah has ever said please. Please. Please play Paul's dog song again. Move over Mariah Carey. Sarah, I'm going to leave that up to Alvy. If Alvy wants to play this song again, we will do so.
Ring, wrong, ring, wrong. Ring, wrong, ring, wrong. Bark, hear the clones, banging up the phones. Cringy V and the Fee, Bella B and Calgary. Rachel's hairy back, Dale Harris, that's whack. Rick is a putz, Vic and NoCal sucks. Toby in H-Town, hanging out with Larry Brown, Carl in Rosemead with his B-I-S-B, James appropriating, Ralphie's procreating, Chalk is a vamp, Rick is a grip, Jungle Tourette's, Big Heads Bets, Rim, Room, Rim, Room, bury a bone. Her end of the song, remember who is gone. Randall in the OC, non Hunter in St. Louis, Mike in San Diego, Trapper sad to see you go. Merry Christmas, clones. That caroling game is hard, dog.
I don't know why so many of you, and in fact, it's not nearly as many of you as you make it sound. I don't know why any of you, I'll rephrase it that way, I don't know why any of you are so offended by that. I don't know why any of you are so pissed off. I don't know why any of you find that so offensive. It's hilarious, and it's clever, and he brings content, and he makes it better. Yet, a number of you think that that's a reason to go. Rome, add it to your list. I want to fight that dog. You want to fight a dog. You want to give the dog them hands. Like this guy. J-Mac, stop this bull bleep already. Signed way more than half the audience. Signed Duke N. Yeah, I don't know, Duke. It sounds like exactly half the audience to me. And the other half loves it.
Certainly Duke.
And if there's
Duke.
Certainly Duke is Duke.
Certainly Duke is Duke.
Listen, Duke.
Certainly Duke is Duke.
If there's something that elicits that kind of reaction, whereby half the people who hear it absolutely love it, and half the people who hear it want to fight the guy doing it, that's good content. That's good for the program. Certainly Duke is Duke. Certainly Duke is Duke, and he doesn't like Paul's dog ever. And he gets run more than ever. Certainly Duke is Duke. He's going to call and complain about the dog. Forever. Certainly Duke is Duke. He's complaining about Paul's dog more than Wally Cleaver. Come on, Duke. Dude, there is plenty to not like about this show. There are plenty of things that bring us down on this program, but that dog is not one of them. I'll own it. Not everything is perfect with this show. There are issues with the show. There are issues with some of you knuckleheads and morons who participate. That dog's not one of them. He makes it better. Todd A. Robinson tweets, hey, Sherm, if you're at Jim Rome, do you take a call from Paul's dog?
No, you don't bring him in.
Yes, you do. Right to the front of the line.
No, you do not.
Put him in the smack off. Yes. Put him in the smack off. Put him in the smack off. Give him his $5,000. Give him his $5,000.
No.
Buy him a lot of kid. Kibbles and bits. $5,000.
No, you do not. You do not.
Take him for a walk. Take him for a walk. W-A-L-K. W-A-L-K. Get your little green bag. Get your little green bag.
Bring him in. No.
Go to the dog park. You go to the park. Socialize with the other dogs. Hump the other dogs. I do not want to go on a trail because you didn't bring that little blue bag. Pick up after your dog. Yes, you do.
You do not bring him in. No, you do not.
There are always free bags along the hiking trail. You should never not pick up after your dog. Pick them up. Pick it up. I don't want to see dog crap. Pick it up.
No, you do not.
Neuter your dog. I want him off my dog.
You do not.
Cut your dog.
You do not.
I want him off my dog.
No, you do not.
And he did his job. I could do this for an hour. I won't, but I could. This guy actually says, as much as I can't stand Paul's dog, that was some top-notch smack-off material. Nick in Tempe, you're so caught up in your hate of the dog, you're not recognizing how clever the content is. There was some really good content in there. For instance, if it weren't the dog, but it was somebody else singing that same exact carol, you'd have a very different reaction to it. But because it's a dude pretending to be a dog, you hate him and you want to fight him. And by the way, Nick, pick a lane, brah. do you hate the dog or do you appreciate the call? It can't really be both, right? All right, so, and already, I love this. The cards are coming in already. The holiday cards are already coming in. Once again, if you want to get your card on national TV, send it to RomanHaveATake.com. RomanHaveATake.com. All I'm asking in return, no drugs, no profanity, no alcohol consumption, no amateur porn. Notice I'm not saying don't do those things at home, in the comfort of your home. I'm not saying don't drink. I'm not saying don't porn. I'm saying don't send it to me in the form of a holiday card and expect it to show up on CBS Sports Network. That's not going to happen. This isn't Pornhub. It's CBS Sports Network. However, I would love to show your fam. You know, the famous question always is, Rome, what about your family card? What about the famous Dodger Jano card? Will you bump that in this year? Maybe. Maybe, because it might be the last one.
That's right.
Because Jake is graduating college. Logan is going to college. We will be empty nesters. Maybe. Getting a little dusty up in here. Yeah, or maybe I'll just snap a shot of Logan with his platinum head and just show you that instead. This is ironic. James Kelly says to me, you can't do it, dude. You can't show your card because, quote, it won't fit on the screen. Too big. Hey, dude, if I can fit your gigantic dome on this screen, I should have no problem with the Rome family Christmas card / holiday card. Hey, Rome. No amateur porn on our Christmas cards. Thank God I'm a pro. Regards, perv.
Stay to see the grandkids.
No. Okay, do I need to say this? I said no amateur porn. Would that not imply no professional porn? I needed to add that too. Great, perv. All right. No amateur porn nor professional porn. No porn. No porn. No porn. No drugs. No alcohol consumption, no profanity. I'm not asking for a hell of a lot.
Period.
Period. I would love to see your holiday cards. At Esterick tweets and BTW, Paul's dog is reason enough for a pets division in the 2023 Smack-Off. Just do it. Okay, dude, first of all, there are no other animals that are calling the show. Second of all, the dog is good enough to win. The dog, can I repeat that? The dog is good enough to win. Now, I know that if the dog did win, you'd immediately jump in here with fix, 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 like you do every single year. It was the dog's turn. I can already predict that. I can guarantee you that. It was the dog's turn. If the dog wins, it's not because it was his turn. It's because he was the best. As is the case every single year. It's never anybody's turn. What? It's the BIC's turn like 9 times? It's the Cowboy Nation's turn 5 times? It was Lef's turn 3 times? It's never anybody's turn. The best call wins. Hey, Rome. No, no, no. You do not. You do not. You do not. No, no, no.
No.
You do not.
You do not.
Signed Rome when the clones want to read Kirstie Alley tweets. I'll get there. I will get there. When we come back, let's talk about the 49ers and what they should do at quarterback, what they will do, what they should do, what they probably will not do. And where is Baker Mayfield going to end up? Because reportedly, somebody will claim him today. But who? Small business owners, do you want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit? Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments that you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continue to pay employee wages during COVID. All it takes is a quick and easy, free, 10-minute ERC consultation and find out if you qualify or not. It really is that simple. 10 minutes. most important phone call you are ever going to make. And the date from onboarding to filing is only 1 month. CPAs, payroll companies, and more turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance because they're that knowledgeable and they're that efficient. Plus, with over 15 years of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way to take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit. Or if you have any specific ERC questions, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or the funds run out. 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So at Benjamin Banna, thought he got over on me. I said there's only one animal in the jungle, Paul's dog. He writes, you're forgetting the chicken man in all of this. It is not a one animal show. Hey, Ben, the chicken man is a man. He's not a chicken. That's why he's known as Chicken Man, not Paul's chicken. So you stand corrected. Nice try, though. You almost got me. You almost got me. You almost got over on the host. Nice try. So close. Chicken man. Man. All right, so from the sounds of it, the 49ers are in agreement with Richard Sherman regarding Baker Mayfield. Not really sure where Baker comes out on this, but I would imagine Baker might be interested in the 49ers. But they don't sound like they're interested in him. Like, thanks, but no thanks. Don't call us. We'll call you, and we won't be calling you. If you missed it, Richard Sherman appeared on this program yesterday, and when I asked him about whether or not the 49ers should bring in Baker Mayfield, who had just gotten his release from the Carolina Panthers, Sherm was pretty clear on this one. Despite losing Jimmy Garoppolo for the rest of the season, Sherm wants nothing to do with Mayfield, the former number one pick overall.
No, no, you do not. You do not. You do not. You do not. You do not bring him in. No, no, you do not. You do not. You do not. You do not. You do not bring him in. No, no, you do not.
All right, Alvin said, to be fair,
you do not.
That's the loop.
You do not bring him in. No.
Just play it as such before you have fun with your loop. I want to make sure that it's played in its proper context. Just stop for a minute.
You do not.
Does that make sense? I asked. Okay, yeah, I asked Richard Sherman, should they bring in Baker Mayfield? This is not the loop version. This is the clean version. This was his actual response.
Does that make sense to you? If you're the 49ers, do you bring him in, and would he be a better option than Purdy?
No, no, you do not. You do not. You do not. You do not. You do not bring him in. I do not believe in Baker Mayfield. I get sick of these guys, these first-round top picks, getting opportunity after opportunity, regardless of how bad they play. No, no, you do not. You do not. You do not. You do not. You do not bring him in. No.
All right, so
no,
to me, still not. One of the funnier responses from a guest in recent memory, except he was not trying to be funny. He meant that. But funny to me in the sense that not one, not two, not three, not four, but five. No, you do not. In relation to bringing Baker to the Bay Area.
Not five.
Well, good news, Sherm. Apparently, your former team and you were on the same page because Adam Schefter tweeted earlier this morning, former Panthers QB Baker Mayfield is expected to be claimed on waivers today. The team that claims him will inherit the remaining $1.35 million on his contract. Mayfield is unlikely to land in SF. End quote. Schefter also added Kyle Shanahan's quote from yesterday in, quote, we look into everything, but that would surprise me right now. End of quote. So what does that mean? How would you interpret that? Kyle Shanahan saying, that would surprise me right now. What does that mean? Does that mean that he does not want him?
Or does that mean that he doesn't think that he'll be available when the Niners get their shot at claiming him? Or does that mean both? And if the Niners don't get him, who will? And no, wise asses, I don't think it'll be Cleveland, who sits 13th on the wire. Although that would be pretty wild, right? As for San Francisco, it looks like Mr. Irrelevant, rookie Brock Purdy, is the most relevant quarterback in the Bay Area for the rest of the season. The ninth quarterback and the very last player selected in the draft, and the guy that the Niners themselves passed on 8 times, apparently is the dude that they're going to ride with to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, damn. And yes, the guy did look very good in leading the Niners to that huge win over the Dolphins. And no, the moment and the stage did not seem too big for him. I was impressed. Then when you look at everything he has around him, yes, the defense is outstanding. He's got lots of weapons at his disposal offensively. However, you're still asking the very last player selected, Mr. Irrelevant, to get the team to the Super Bowl. That is a big ass ask. Again, Mr. Irrelevant. Not only that, the first ever Mr. Irrelevant to complete a forward pass this past Sunday is being asked to guide a team to a Lombardi. That's incredible. A Mr. Irrelevant has never completed a pass before this past Sunday. And you're asking that guy to get you to and win a Super Bowl. Think about that for a second. Listen, I'm a big Kyle Shanahan guy. Not as big as the big head is, but I do think he's a hell of a coach. But thinking that he could take the last pick in the NFL draft as a rookie and just plug him in under center and believe that he will bring you back to the Super Bowl may be a bit of a reach. Just saying. Another way of looking at this, the 262nd pick against that fierce Cowboys pass rush. How about that? Or maybe asking the 262nd pick to win a playoff game on the road in Philly. Again, big freaking asks. This is a big Lobster Junior house. Great coach, great mind. However, his teams without Jimmy G have been anything but great. When Jimmy G has started for Shanahan, the team has gone 38-17. They've averaged 27 points per game. But when anybody else not named G has started for Kyle's Niners, they've gone 9-29 and averaged under 20 points per game. 9-29 with anybody not named Garoppolo. So let's roll with Purdy. And yes, I understand that this is the most talented team that Kyle has had. That the defense is probably the best defense in the NFL with Nick Bosa and the fellas. That offensively, they've got weapons all across the field. Christian McCaffrey, Debo, Big George, Brandon Ayuk. You've got the best left tackle in football. A good offensive line. I mean, if there's a situation that sets up well for Mr. Irrelevant, this is it. But he's still Mr. Irrelevant. Like, I know Purdy's got everybody all fired up, but we all remember Bailey Zappi, right? And obviously, not a great look for Baker if, in fact, Kyle really does not want anything to do with him. Like, if that's the case, what Shanahan is saying is we would rather roll with the last player taken in the draft as well as a former seventh rounder who we just signed off the Broncos practice squad who is now on his 14th NFL team. Yeah, I don't know about that. Personally, if I'm the Niners and Mayfield is still available, I'm snatching that guy off the waiver wire. I am. I mean, no, he didn't necessarily live up to his expectations as the first overall pick, but the dude would be a great insurance policy. Stop acting like Baker Mayfield is Zach Wilson. He's not. Far from it. The guy has had some success in the league. He was the first quarterback to win a playoff game for the Browns in 26 years. That season, he had 26 TDs and 8 INTs in a system that is very similar to the one that Lobster Jr. runs right now. And when they did lose, They got beat by Kansas City in Arrowhead by just 5 in the divisional round. Yeah, hell yes, I would take this guy if he was available. The Niners have pushed every single chip to the middle of the table, and they're embracing the Rams' F them picks strategy.
F them picks.
The Niners are built to win right now, and they were starting to look like they might be one of the ones, if not the one to beat, until Garoppolo broke his foot. I would even argue they're still capable of winning it all. Their biggest question mark is under center. I'm not saying that Baker Mayfield is their quarterback of the future. I'm saying they're built to win it all right bleeping now, and they're rolling with the last player taken in the draft and a dude who is on his 14th team. If a former number one pick overall is available and you can get this guy on the cheap and he's healthy, why would you not do that? Unless you thought that he'd be some sort of toxic add to your locker room. And given the state of Mayfield's career right now, I don't think he's showing up with that kind of attitude. Like, there's nobody I like more or respect more than Richard Sherman. I don't mess with Sherm at all. Like, I hold that guy in such high regard. I've got mad respect for Kyle Shanahan and his crazy big football brain. A couple of football geniuses right there, if you ask me. But if I'm the Niners, and I'm sitting with what I'm sitting with under center, and I've got a shot to get Baker Mayfield for the rest of the season on the cheap, I'm doing that all day long. All damn day. Why not? Why not? It doesn't sound like it, and I'm not sure he will be available. Probably somebody gets him before they get the opportunity, but if I have a chance to get that guy, I'm going to get that guy. Sidebar. Side note. Yes, I am aware of the Rebecca Howe passing. No, I did not know she was ill. Apparently she had cancer and it was a short bout. But I am aware. I am aware that Rebecca Howe is no longer with us. And I'm not going to lie. I think that it's kind of sad. It's sad when we lose most people. I've never met her. Big fan of Cheers. Frankly, not to be disrespectful, she was no Shelley Long. But Shelley Long made the dumbest career decision ever. Anyway, in terms of Kirstie Alley / Rebecca Howe, it is sad. It's sad because it's sad. It's sad whenever we lose anybody. But also because her name has been woven into the fabric of this program for so many years. Yes, it's random, or it would have been random until this happened.
What's going on?
What's up?
First of all, being a star linebacker in Canada, that just means you're a failed hockey player. Kirstie Alley, Val Kilmer, global warming.
So, if you can indulge me for just one moment, can we please not go with death pool resets? Can we please not go with the look who's not talking tweets? Can we please not submit any more cheers? Signed, the G Reaper. Can we please not email any more global warming, you're next? Signed, death. Can we please not do any of that? Please.
Please.
Rest in peace, Kirstie Alley. You are a legend. Nothing and no one lasts forever. But in the heads of the millions of us with jungle Tourette's, this sound drop may, in fact, well, last forever.
Kirstie Alley.
You may be gone, but the memory of you will be forever etched in our minds, in part because of this.
Kirstie Alley. Val Kilmer.
For all of eternity.
Global warming.
There you go. Clones. I've addressed it, and we're going to leave it at that. No. No, Alvy. Are you sure? I'm not going with that till I get confirmation. Hey, Jim, we are also known as Mr. Irrelevant. The ladies ignore us. Signed, dudes in the same room as Jimmy G. Drew in West LA. Maybe something to that. Oh, no. TMZ has... This is a rough day. TMZ reporting. Mills Lane has passed away at age 85. Yes, clones. That's when you know what the answer to that question is. There you go.
That's when you know what the answer to that question is.
Head on a swivel, Harold Dean. Wow. Howard Dean, my bad. I was just rattled. That's tough. First, Kirstie Alley, then Mills Lane.
Kirstie Alley.
That's when you know what the answer
is. Head on a swivel, Howard Dean. Wow, this is tough. At least we have each other. Somebody might want to check on Melvin Gibson.
Give me back my son!
These things happen in bunches, man. Hey, Axel, how you feeling? James Kelly, shut your mouth. James Kelly's like, hey, man, better check on Iceman. Dude, stop. That's not funny, dude, or cool. Hey, James Kelly, do you know if, in fact, I did everything that you suggested, you and I would both be out of a job? Dude, your sensibilities are really not good. They're below not good. I'll tell you what I am going to do. During the break, I mean, this guy's in amazing shape. I saw this guy doing one-arm push-ups online not long ago. Except when these things happen, they happen in bunches. During the break, I'm going to check in on my guy, Mike Gundy.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
If it was Kirstie Alley and Mills Lane.
Kirstie Alley.
I mean.
When you know what the answer to that question is.
Anybody who is a legendary jungle drop best be looking over their shoulder right now. Head on the proverbial swivel. I'll tell you somebody else I'm going to check in on. Carl Lewis.
Uh-oh.
This is not a good development. There is nothing positive about this.
I'll make up for it now.
Carl, you good, my guy? Are you good, my guy?
I'll make up for it now.
How about Coach Gundy?
Garbage.
All right, when we come back, I need to literally check in on a few loved ones. Jungle loved ones. Wow. Yeah, I admit it, I'm rattled. Philly, how we living? Trey Turner. So the Dodgers lose him. They miss on Verlander. Where does that leave them? Oh, and by the way, anytime the Yankees want to get around to taking care of Aaron Judge, that'd be cool. Oh, but they got Brian Cashman's deal done, so that's fine. That's fine. Don't sweat the big fella leaving. You got cash done, so that's good. All of that's still ahead. And the Greek Freak. Dude, is Rich Ackerman, my man, how you feeling? We're going to find out. Here's a sports update. More importantly, Rich, how you feeling, dude? You all right?
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Dell's Days of Deals start right now with savings on select XPS laptops and Alienware PCs, powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors, and savings on accessories and free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL. So Jane Humboldt is asking, does this mean that the Jungle Deadpool is officially back? First of all, Jay, it was death, not dead. Deathpool. And yes, I'm not proud of this.
Frankly, I'm not proud
of a lot of things we used to do back in the day. But yes, we used to have a Deathpool where we would try and speculate on what celebrity or athlete was going to be the next to die. We did. But then, like everything else, I realized that was not very responsible, nor amusing, or appropriate. So I killed the Jungle Deathpool. So this guy's asking, well, does it mean it's coming back? I mean, after all, two famous, famous jungle folks have passed on within hours of each other. No, that's not something to capitalize on. That's really sad. Kirstie Alley passed away. Really sad. Mills Lane, according to TMZ, passed away at age 85. Great, great boxing referee. Great personality. That's really sad. Now, I guess, yes, I am guilty of saying, hey, I'll tell you what, head on a swivel, and it got me thinking about some other legends of the program, or at least legendary sound drops. So, in jest, I said, I'm going to check on my guy, Coach Gundy. And then I asked, hey, Carl Lewis, how you feeling? Maybe it's time for a jungle wellness check-in or roll call. Because these things do come in bunches. And it does make me nervous. And I'm a little bit leery of how the universe can operate at times. Maybe it is time to check in. Tanya? Nancy? How y'all living?
Why?
Put me to the ground.
See, the problem with doing this is every once in a while I get caught with somebody who has already passed on. And then somebody can't wait to let me know, like, hey, that's great, Rome. You know they passed away 4 years ago. And I have to always say, oh, I didn't know that. Why didn't you know that? You're paid to know that. How do you not know that?
Oh, excuse me, my bad.
As an example, I know who you want me to play. I honestly don't know if she is still with us. Yes, I do. Yoko? What kind of a day are you having? Hey, Yokes, how you feeling? I'm just nervous. The universe is sometimes wonderful, and sometimes it's cruel. And we lost two of our own. I'm afraid if these things happen in threes. Things do happen in threes, right? Tig, how you feeling?
The golf course looks good. My golf swing feels good. I like my chances.
Fuzz? Fuzz.
Little boy's driving it well. He's putting well. He's doing everything it takes to win. So you know what you guys do when he gets in here? Pat him on the back, say congratulations, enjoy it, and tell him not to serve fried chicken next year. Got it.
Can you freaking believe that that ever happened? But still alive. One of my favorites back in the day. Denny Nagel. Denny, what's up? That was the most amazing thing. He would come on the show and he would do that. And the best thing about that little parlor trick, he never got tired of doing it. People would always say, hey, Denny, do the train whistle. That was a human being that could do that. I have no idea how he could do that. Or how would you even know if you could do that? Hey, Denny, do that locomotive thing. Oge. Oge, you still around?
Ron and Nicole were physically
still
dead,
around.
And it's almost like they killed me.
Oh, Jera. How you feeling, Jera?
20% of me has been left on bourbon strike.
We'll see. Excuse me.
Barely.
Right?
Barely. Barely, but still here. One of my all-time favorites
get me some oxygen
is Buzz Aldrin feeling okay today?
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
And you're lying on your back, a-hole. That Joker chasing and antagonizing Buzz is probably dead.
And a thief.
No one's going to check on him.
And a thief.
All right, so anyway, these things do happen in threes. That's why I did that. I'm nervous. I am concerned. Drew in West LA is having a day. Mills Lane looks like Garrett Ritt after a cycle of testosterone replacement therapy.
Thank you.
Wow. Unfortunately, Drew, not anymore. Mills had a great life. 85. Wouldn't we all take that? People are living longer, but if somebody were to say to you at any point in your life, would you take 85? Wouldn't the answer be yes? And don't tell me Kirstie would have said yes at 71. She had cancer. All right, so there's the latest. You've had your fun with that, although that's not fun at all. Still ahead as we look to hour number three, Trent Dilfer is going to take his shot. Big swing. He has taken on the head coaching position at UAB. So we'll get his thoughts on that. That should be really interesting. At 11:20, Trent Dilfer is going to join us. I want to start hour number three by talking about the Philadelphia Phillies. Yeah, there was no lightning in the bottle stuff with them. They're all in. They are committed. They are spending a ton of money. And they got Trey Turner. They got their guy. They had an area of need. They got the best player in that area of need. Signed him to a long-term deal. Pending the physical. And I love, man, Phil, you're having a moment now, right? The city is having a moment. We'll get into all of that when we come back. And a very happy birthday to the Greek Freak, the one adult who I'm in favor of having an adult birthday party. Yeah, I know. Sounds like a hypocritical thing to say, given what I've said of late, but the adult freak is approaching this in a completely different manner than, say, Russ. Cringerous. All of that is still ahead, so do not go anywhere.